Good morning. The upper-level storm that brought the unsettled weather over the weekend and limited sunshine to go along with damp conditions and cool temperatures is finally lifting out through northernmost New England and down the St. Lawrence Valley. The result will be improvement today, but not before we get a few more showers across northern and eastern New York, the Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont this morning. Eventually, even these locations will dry out, and everyone will have a return to at least some sunshine through the afternoon, allowing temperatures to push past the lower 60s and into the mid-60s by late day today. There'll even be some lower 70s across the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, where we get more sunshine earlier on. Skies will be clear early this evening, then clouds roll back in as we'll watch a storm system lift out of the Tennessee Valley and in our direction. It'll be dry overnight with lows in the 40s to around 50. Some sunshine tomorrow, but as the first part of that next storm heads our way, clouds will be on the increase. We'll see some late-day showers developing tomorrow afternoon with highs around 70. The storm system will bring milder air with it, so highs on Wednesday will be well up into the 70s, even near 80, but as the brunt of the system passes through, a pretty good chance at showers and thunderstorms by Wednesday afternoon. Some leftover showers with the final disturbance passing through on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy and in the lower 70s. We'll get a break on Friday with sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds out ahead of the next front. There is a chance of a late day shower, but mainly dry in the lower 70s. Then behind that next front, much cooler for next weekend with highs back into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, western and central Georgia, and southeastern Tennessee. South-southwesterly mid-level winds are expected to strengthen today to 50 to 60 knots from the central Gulf Coast and western Florida Panhandle in southern Alabama to the southern and central Appalachians. These winds, combined with southerly low-level winds of up to 40 knots, will result in strong, effective bulk shear of 40 to 55 knots. Despite weak instability, a moisture-laden air mass spreading farther inland, combined with some heating, will support an unstable, warm sector, which will result in storms containing strong wind gusts and isolated tornado potential. And Hurricane Nadine continues to meander about in the eastern Atlantic Ocean for the 20th day. Nadine is located about 685 miles west of the Azores with 75-mile-per-hour winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Menorca, Spain at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Capo Bella Vista in Italy at 4:13 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 32 degrees with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow, and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 49, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 27 at Embarrass, Minnesota, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny and breezy near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 57, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.11 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for September, 5.71 inches, so we finished the month 2.41 inches above normal. And 28.67 inches for the year, which is 0.78 of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 126 and 128 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 90, set in 1927, and the record low, 28, in 1993. Sunrise this morning was at 6:53 a.m., sunset this evening 6:36 p.m., 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s near the Canadian border to lower 60s elsewhere. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs near 70, increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy this morning, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 60s, increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing clouds, a late-day shower possible near 70. A mix of sun and clouds warmer Wednesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Chance of showers Thursday, lower 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, lower 70s with a late day shower. Breezy and cooler for the weekend with highs in the lower 60s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.